This is Bee Pastures in the Air, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from June 3rd, 1988.
The bee pastures of central New York have moved a lot, as they do for a brief period each year. John Muir wrote movingly of elevated bee pastures during the last century, but his were the flowery high mountain meadows of California. Mine are all held aloft by trunks and branches, the trees and shrubs now providing fragrance and beauty to fields and woodside meadows. That the bees find them attractive, too, cannot be doubted. Just this morning, I stood beneath a horse chestnut tree, completely covered with creamy blooms, and was immediately made aware that the showy blooms were hosting hundreds of bees. The bees were so numerous that their drone put me in mind of a flight of B-17 bombers, a sound familiar to all who lived through World War II. It starts with the first blooming of shadbush and wild plum, often before May Day, and continues well into June. Right now, the autumn olive, planted by many for its wildlife value, is encrusted with miniature cream-colored trumpets, each trumpet bearing four petal-like lips. They are delicate little blooms. Bumblebees seem unable to resist their beguiling fragrance. Nearby in many hedgerows, we might see the highbush cranberry, its leaves maple-shaped, and its off-white blooms like miniature lace doilies, each surrounded by a ring of showy white florets. The highbush is not as showy as some of the other trees, but will make up for it with bright red fruits later on. This is one of a number of viburnums found hereabouts. Among the other viburnums is the nannyberry, found in shrubby fields, a small tree-like shrub with frothy globular clusters of white flowers tinged with yellow, and the maple leaf viburnum, found in the woods, another tree with maple-shaped leaves. Over there is another interesting shrub. Note how frothy its branches, arching upward, and then outward form tiers or layers, now accented by creamy, white, frothy blossoms. This is the alternate leaf dogwood, often called pagoda tree, because its foliage and blossoms are layered, as are the floors of a pagoda. Other dogwoods include the showy flowering dogwood, still decorating scattered woodlands around central New York, with its spectacular white bracts, not true petals, surrounding a cluster of yellowish true flowers. You can see them at Beaver Lake or along the Gorge Road, Route 174, which winds south from Camillus to Marcellus. Both silky cornel and red osier dogwood are abundant in no longer farmed fields throughout central New York. Their flower clusters are off-white and hardly spectacular, but they do occur in such numbers as to transform some fields during their brief time of blooming. Among the other white and fragrant inflorescences are the cylindrical, slightly drooping heads of the choke cherry and black cherry, fragrant promise of a later harvest of fruit for a great many varieties of birds and mammals, including fox, coon, and opossum. Although apple blossoms are now pretty much gone, we can find some beautiful displays of crab apples in people's yards and hawthorns at thorn apples in long-abandoned pastures. The showy, slightly musty, scented hawthorn flowers are blooming profusely right now. Later, grouse, deer, finches, and woodpeckers will sample their red, orange, or bright yellow clusters of fruits. Two trees, neither of them native to New York State, will soon be supporting great clusters of beautiful blooms. Fragrant, pure white locust blossoms show their relationship to other legumes, such as sweet pea or clover. The catalpa, another import from the heart of the South, has blossoms reminiscent of snapdragon or foxglove, frilly-edged white trumpets liberally spotted with purple. They are hardly fragrant. Some people call their aroma disagreeable. But I have seen a tree well endowed with blooms, alive with bees, bees judged by other criteria than those we use. On the other hand, sweet fragrance and steady drone of bees may be the only signs we have that the basswood tree is finally blooming. Look around on the forest floor underneath. You're sure to find one or more of the waxy pale flower clusters, each attached to a linear leaf-like sail. The aerial pastures of the American basswood are famous both among bees and people. Their sweet nectar hints at the delicious honey they produce. So far, all of these trees and shrubs have provided mostly white or off-white inflorescences, but one local tree found hereabouts near the northern limit of its extensive range has a much showier bloom. It is the tulip tree, which will soon be sporting greenish-yellow tulip-shaped blooms, each of its six petals liberally splashed with bright orange at its base. The tulip tree is an elegant member of an elegant family, the magnolias. Long after its square-cut lobed leaves have emerged, it opens its large, fuzzy flower buds to beckon any bees still not fully occupied by the calico fields. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.